Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, some shows that I do are just, what's the word I want to use? Well, I was going to use the word necessary, but I think they're all necessary. But just from the standpoint of our health, you know, this is health, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. When we're talking about our health, that's a very necessary discussion to have. And I don't care what aspect of it. Whether you're talking about a specific condition, trying to eradicate or prevent, whether it's cancer, diabetes, arthritis, lupus, tuberculosis, lung cancer, heart disease. I mean, whatever it is very, very important discussion when you're talking about your health. As opposed to, you know, some shows I do when, you know, we're talking about entertaining, you know, talking about entertainment. I might have a guest on that, you know, you may have heard or seen in movies or done, you know, the records or something like that. But when you're talking about health and you're talking about how to maintain your health, then that's a very, very important discussion. And you really need to pay attention. Okay, so if you tuned into the show, I'm going to ask that you, you know, turn your television off so that you can pay close attention. You don't want to try to listen to the show while you've got other things going on in the background, okay? Don't try to have this, you know, listen to this show while you're trying to cook and you're in and out of the room, okay? You need to sit and listen and learn. If you tuned in by now, you know my special guest is, but I'll just tell you a little bit about her in case you tuned in for the very first time. My special guest today is going to be Dr. Ruby Lathan. She's a certified holistic nutritionist and an advocate for plant-based nutrition. And Dr. Lathan inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods plant-based diet. Well, Dr. Lathan has worked as a researcher and she's an award-winning engineer and now teaches others how to re-engineer their health and live disease-free. Dr. Lathan is a graduate of the University of Alabama and served as nutrition policy manager at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she developed and led a national grassroots campaign to advocate legislation for more healthful plant-based meat options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Lathan is host of The Veggie Chest, a plant-based cooking show that you can see on YouTube. Also, through her organization, Roadmap to Holistic Health, Dr. Lathan hosts a number of health conferences, workshops, and vegan cooking classes and provides customized nutritional consultations. Well, I'm going to tell you about an event that she's got coming up, and I want to make sure that you have all of the information that you need concerning it because you're not going to want to miss it. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, and even if you're not in the Washington, D.C. area, you're going to want to get to the Washington, D.C. area because on Sunday, October the 27th, starting at 9 a.m., it's from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Dr. Lathan is going to be hosting the Re-Engineer Your Life 2019 Holistic Health Summit, okay? And there is an, oh, my God, there's like an all-star lineup of presenters that she's going to have with her. And, again, we're going to tell you all about that during the course of the show today. But, I mean, there are people that she has that I didn't even know were on the holistic health path, okay? And you know what's interesting about the holistic health path is that it's catching on. It's really catching on. People are really starting to wake up and understand that when it comes to their health, that what we've been taught, a lot of us, many of us, probably most of us, I dare say, what we've been taught was healthy eating just wasn't. You know, you remember the food chart back in the day when we were younger? Growing up, you know, there was a food chart out that basically said that if you ate X amount of helpings of this, X amount of helpings of that, had X amount of glasses of milk or whatever per day, that that was supposed to be the healthy diet, right? I guess they called it the standard American diet. But we've come to find out now, years later, many of us, that that following that actually helped contribute to conditions that many people are now trying to get rid of. And even as we've grown in our knowledge over the years, we've come to find out that some of the things that we used to take pride in even were, you know, things that now we look back on and we say, oh, God, that was killing me. Like, for example, soul food. You know, we, back in the day, you know, we used to love soul food. We used to brag about soul food, and, you know, and a guy was looking for a woman who could cook soul food, right? But now we've come to find out that a lot of the things that we may have even, you know, wore as a badge or took pride in, we've come to find out that, you know, those things are not maybe the healthiest. And so we are thankful for people like Dr. Ruby Lathan and others who have taken time out of their schedule to share with us, you know, what they've learned, what they've come to find to be beneficial, and not just beneficial, but life-saving. So, again, with that in mind, I want you all to get ready because my special guest is with us, okay? So I'm going to go to her now and bring her on, and we're going to talk about this fabulous summit that she's got coming up. Dr. Lathan, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate you. I've been telling everybody about how wonderful this show is going to be because I know that they're in for a treat today. We're going to be talking about the Reengineer Your Life 2019 Holistic Health Summit. And as I mentioned to them, wherever you are, I don't care if you're not even in the D.C. area, get to the D.C. area because it's going to be worth it. Dr. Lathan, welcome back to Health, Wealth, and Divine. Always a pleasure. I'm grinning from ear to ear because I know what everybody's into. Know what everybody's in store for, and so I'm excited about the summit. I'm excited to talk to you again. Thank you for being my guest again today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited about the summit as well. You know, things are going great, and we're doing it again this year. It was incredible last year. And I know you mentioned if you're not in the D.C. area, get here. You can get here, or you can purchase your ticket for online live streaming. So that is an option for people who are not in the area because we got a lot of questions about that last year. So we decided to add the live streaming to it. So that is going to be available for folks.
So which summit is this? When I say which one is this, is like as far as the end, you did it last year.
Yeah, this is the fifth one. The fifth one in D.C., so we've done several because we've done a couple in Baltimore. So, yeah, this is the fifth one here in D.C., so we're excited.
What made you put this together? I was looking at the lineup of people that you have on here, and I was just telling the listeners, there are people on here that I didn't even know were on the holistic health path, like John Sally, for example, you know. But what made you decide to create this summit? What was the impetus for this?
Yeah, it was I wanted to kind of put something together that helped people, give people like a jump start to healthy living and lifestyle, you know, the lifestyle, because now it's something that you sometimes have to grow into. This kind of gives you that jump start to it in one day to get you in the mindset of what holistic living is, what plant-based eating is, and the benefits and the why and the how, all in one day to really get you motivated and connected with other people who are in the same type of lifestyle. So that was the thought process. And the reason we called it the Reengineer Your Life is kind of takes a little bit of my own personal path of changing my life specifically from engineering to what I do now in holistic nutrition and coaching is, you know, I had to change everything. And it came to me, you know, I basically re-engineered my life to heal myself from cancer. And I said, you know, sometimes it takes that to make those drastic changes for people. So that's what this is about. That's why the theme is re-engineer your life. And jumping into holistic health because it's more than just one component. It's all components of our existence that matter.
You know, I'm glad you just mentioned that because that was actually something that I wanted to, you know, speak to you about because you've talked about in past shows how, you know, this is a lifestyle change. If you're, for example, if you're trying to, especially if you're trying to heal yourself of something, or you know you've got a bad report from the doctor, and now you've decided that you don't want to go the allopathic route, but that you want to you know, make some dietary changes, but not just dietary changes. That's a very large, large part of it. But, you know, there are other changes that you'll have to make as well. I mean, you know, just for example, eliminating stress is a big, big, big piece of it. Exercising, I mean, that's another piece of it. So it is a lifestyle change. And I'm sure that there's a lot of motivation when the doctor has told you that, for example, mm-hmm. in your case, you've got cancer, or, you know, if the doctor tells you, you know, you've got, they want to do open heart surgery on you or something. I mean, yeah, there's motivation. But what about for the people that say, well, you know, I just went to the doctor and I just got a good bill of health. And, you know, doctor said my blood pressure was fine and, you know, my cholesterol is good. Why should I even consider making a lifestyle change, going all out and doing all of the things that, you know, you will be discussing when they feel like they're, you know, fit as a fiddle?
Right. Well, because we want to keep it that way. You can't take anything for granted. It often takes a really long time for things to show up before we actually feel sick or can diagnose it. So I'm not saying, you know, be fearful when you get that clean bill of health, but you can't take it for granted and say, so I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, even though you probably know it's not healthy. So we want to stay on the preventative side of things. Secondly, a lot of times doctors are comparing you against the average American, which unfortunately is not a good barometer. So, you know, everything might seem well, but I often ask my clients, what is the actual number? What is your actual blood pressure? What is your actual cholesterol? Because he told you it's fine, but what is the number? And then when I hear the number, I was like, that's not really fine. That's fine because you're not terribly over the limit, but you're still too close to that. Or, you know, if you were, you know, in comparison to the average kind of sick American, yeah, you're fine. But, you know, we have to know our numbers for ourselves. So, you know, I say you want to be on the preventative, and you can always feel and be better than what you are. So if you're well and nothing's going on, that's great. So that's a great starting point to improve where you are, because there are levels to healthy living. So if you're feeling good and you're not sick, great. Now let's bump that up. Let's take you to optimal health.
I think that is so very important what you just said, because, again, you laid it out there. You said it. I mean, you could, let's say, for example, your blood pressure is not over the limit, but you're right there at the line, you know. And, of course, the doctor's not going to tell you to, you know, just eliminate, you know, he might tell you to take the, you know, just stop putting grease on your meat, you know what I mean, and stop frying your food or whatever, but not tell you the benefits of just mm-hmm. getting rid of the meat altogether. And so, you know, I encourage everybody, you want to make sure that this because they're going to be so much information. And just like Dr. Lechner said, you can connect with so many different people, because when you're, especially if you're first embarking on this path, and you might not know anybody else that's a vegetarian. You know, you might have done some research and realized that, oh, I need to make some changes. I'll give it a try. But you want to connect with other people that are walking along the same road as you, and you can share lots of information, helpful information. Doc, if you would, speaking of sharing information, could you share some information on this lineup that you have put together for this summit? I mean, I see you've got ex-NBA, four-time NBA champion John Sally. I mean, Joel Kibble. I mean, could you talk about some of the people that are going to be presenting at the summit with you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have a really great lineup, and every year it's phenomenal. So I always find people to keep it going. You know, every year we've had. Last year we had incredible guests, and folks can actually go and see the recap of last year at the website, myhealthsummit.com. If you want to get a flavor, we have one from D.C. from last year, and then one from that we did in Baltimore, and they're very, just they give you an eye into what this is all about. As we had, not to talk too much about last year, but we had a great actor, vegan advocate from Queen Sugar, D'Andre Whitfield, last year, and Brashan Shaw, who had a show on the OWN Network, Cancer Survivors, Vegan, healthy living motivational speaker. So this year, we're keeping it going with John Sally, as you mentioned, who I met a few years ago when we were lobbying on the Hill for the national school lunch program to get more healthy options, plant-based options in the school lunch program. So he was an advocate for that at that time. And so he's been living that lifestyle ever since. And looks young and great, and you would never, he looks like he did, 15, 20 years ago, because he has such a healthy, plant-based lifestyle. So he's going to be talking about the athletic edge to veganism, as well as he's a big cannabis advocate too, the healing powers of cannabis. So he's going to be talking about that. So we're also, and then we have Julie Kibble, who actually is, we went to high school together, so a good friend there, who was a member of the 10-time Grammy Award-winning Take Six. I remember when they started, we were so proud of them when they won the first Grammy back in the 90s. So he is going to be talking about relationship health and your personal self and living an authentic life, because so much in our Instagram lifestyle, we never connect with ourselves, and we're just kind of going on autopilot. And he's going to talk about how to take that time out to connect with yourself and to heal from wounds and relationship wounds and things like that, which is a really important part of healing overall. And so he has a book about that he's written, so he's going to be talking about that. Then we've got Dr. Watkins, who you're very familiar with, who is a holistic physician, radio host here in D.C., and is just a wonderful healer. And so he is going to be talking about mental health and diet and how those two things connect and what you can do about it. I mean, we have research that's saying exercise is more effective, for example, in fighting depression than all of those depression medications, Zoloft and the others. So, and they don't have the side effect of suicide. So, which, I always think is the most irresponsible thing in the world, is to give a depressed person a medication that has a side effect of killing yourself. It just doesn't make sense. Are we living in an alternate universe? I mean, that just freaks me out. So it's it's like giving a cancer patient, which they do actually, a medication that has a side effect of cancer. It's like, okay.
Ooh.
But,
that's deep. That's deep.
Exactly. So we could talk a lot about that, but he's going to be talking about mental health and your diet. We have Dr. Jasmal Sardana from the Barnard Medical Center, who started by Neil Barnard, who I used to work with, and the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM. And she is a physician who also incorporates lifestyle medicine with her patients. So she's going to be talking about that. She also does healthy cooking and things like that. So she's excellent and really has a passion for this. So we're excited to have her on the lineup as well. And then we have Dr. Terry Victor, who is a holistic dentist known as the DC dentist because he's so popular and wins the best of DC almost 4 years in a row now, the best dentist in DC because he has such a large following. And he's just, it's like one of the best dental experiences I've had going to him and, learning about fluoride and other methods of healing, the least invasive and things like that. So he's going to be talking about what optimal natural health care you can use, what kind of toothpaste you should be using, what type of mouthwash you should be using, what you can do to protect your health through your oral health, because oral health is not in a isolated bucket. It actually affects every part of your body. So you can have, if you have gingivitis or gums that are bleeding, that could also indicate heart disease, so, or lead to it through inflammation. So we're going to be talking about those kind of things with oral health. And then, of course, I'm on the lineup and going to be talking about a variety of things, but how to make that successful transition to plant-based and make it stick and make it fun. and just life lessons that I've learned along the way. So I think that's all of us, right? All six. So yeah, so it's a great lineup, and we may have another special guest if we can squeeze them in. So it is going to be a full day with vendors and lots of people who are there to learn and just grow from this experience as they do every year.
All I can say is, wow. I mean, this is, talk about a lifestyle change. I mean, it seems like there's so many different areas of your life that are covered just
mm-hmm.
in this one summit, you know. I mean,
and
from
that
your
is what I try to do. Yeah, exactly, because every year we have people who come back again and again, and I want to make sure I'm covering a different aspect of it so we keep it interesting and different. But there's a ton we're covering.
You know, you the people that go, I know, are going to be so just filled when they leave. You know, they're going to go and they're going to experience a whole day of learning and being educated. Could you talk about that part of it for a moment? Because when embarking upon a path like holistic health, if you're just embarking upon it, you need information. You know, because you need to hear about other people's testimonies, what happened to somebody else, for example. If somebody else, let's say you're going for healing of something, I mean, your testimony is very extremely powerful in and of itself, just for people who need to know that, okay, I can reverse a particular condition, or even for people that are just, you know, they may have a history in their family of, let's say, whether it's high blood pressure, heart disease, liver disease, diabetes, or whatever, and they have decided, I don't want that to be me. So I don't have it yet, but I don't want it to get it, you know. But even with all of that, information is important to be educated about why you're doing what you're doing. Because if, for example, somebody says, oh, you've got diabetes, you want to get rid of it, okay, then just do this, stop doing that, you know, start doing this. But if you don't educate yourself on what it is that you have, what the doctor's telling you when they tell you that you've got whatever it is, whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, whatever, if you don't know how you got it, what contributed to you getting it, then the odds of you staying on this chosen path might be lessened just simply because you don't have the information that you need. So could you talk about for a moment just the importance of educating yourself about different aspects of holistic health, whatever, even if it's your own condition, and how even a summit like this can help in that education process? Dr. Layton, you still with us? Doc, are you still there? I can't hear you. If you can hear me, well, let me do this. If you can call back in, okay, I don't know why the phone is not, why I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. But if you can call back in to the show, we'll continue this awesome discussion. Everybody, my special guest is Dr. Ruby Layton. We're talking about the fabulous summit that she's got coming up. It's called the Reengineer Your Life 2019 Holistic Health Summit. So, Dr. Layton, I'm going to, matter of fact, let me do this. Okay. Dr. Layton, if you can call us back, then we can continue this discussion. Everybody, you're not going to want to miss this summit. You heard her, Dr. Watkins, who I've interviewed many, many times on this show. He's a powerful, powerful speaker, and you've got to make sure that you come out to hear him. Of course, Dr. Layton, she's also in the archives as well. So if you just scroll down the archives, you'll hear shows with Dr. Layton, Dr. Watkins. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to see if I can get Dr. Layton back on the line. Everybody, just want you to be patient for a moment, and I'll be right back.
Hi.
Back, Dr. Ruby.
Yes, so sorry about that. I was trying to unmute and then it hung up and okay, so
happens.
Here we are. Yeah, so sorry about that. But we were talking about understanding, you know, why you have what you have and it'll help you stay on the path and those kind of things. That really does make a difference. I've noticed, like, with diabetics, for example, a lot of them, not all, but a lot that I've worked with haven't stayed on the diabetic-friendly plan and all of that. And most of the time it's because they don't see the benefit of the sacrifice of not being able to eat what they want to eat and eating a little of this and cutting all this out and eating the skinless chicken and all this kind of thing, because it doesn't get any better. So you still have the disease. You still have to take the medication, you know. So it's like I might as well eat what I want to eat, and then sometimes that causes it to get worse and, you know, get out of control because they're not controlling the blood sugar. But a lot of times it's like there's not enough benefit. When you do that benefit cost analysis of am I going to change my diet or and get the same thing I'm getting now, which is nothing, I still have to take medication, or am I going to eat what I eat and maybe have to increase my medication a little? And so because you don't get that big reward, you tend not to stick with it. Unlike when you're doing a plant-based diet, I tell them the goal here is not to manage your diabetes. It will manage it, but the goal is to reverse it. So when you make these trade-offs, that benefit-cost analysis weighs way more in the benefits because you get to throw that insulin away. You get to get off all those other medications that go with it, and then you get to get out of the danger zone of kidney failure and eyesight loss and amputations and all these other things because you don't have this disease anymore. And so when you get that benefit, it makes a difference. And then when you understand why you have diabetes and how you most likely got it and here's the path out of it, then you're like, okay, this is worth it. I'm going to stick with it. And that's the kind of thing that we're going to be talking about, you know, throughout the day, to help give you an insight into these things. Because so many, to me, it's amazing how many diseases we walk around with and no one has the idea of how you get it. I would say the majority of the chronic illnesses that we live with, your doctor says, we don't know how. We don't know how. Scientists haven't figured out what causes this. Nobody knows the cause of IBS. Nobody knows the cause, supposedly, of cancer. Nobody knows the cause of all the major diseases, you know, ranging from, you know, skin irritations to liver failure. We don't know the cause, so we're just making up medications to treat the symptom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's amazing that we don't know the cause of the majority of diseases as long as we've been studying it. But I think we do know a lot of the cause, and we're just studying the wrong thing. You're not going to find it if that's not what you're looking for. But not to get off on a tangent, but we're going to be talking about...
Oh, no, we're learning. True.
...some of those causes and most likely causes. And we know that those are the most likely causes because when you change your diet, the majority of those things go away. So it's like, how about we focus the energy and resource on the things that actually work and figure out why and reverse engineer that if, you know, getting off of meat, dairy, and junk food and processed stuff and learning to, you know, live a healthy lifestyle, a happy lifestyle gets rid of, you know, 10 diseases. Shouldn't we start there with trying to figure out why? But until they do that, we can just do our own thing and get well and stay well and learn how to do that effectively and learn how to do it in a way that's going to be sustainable, that you can stick with. And then connect with those other people in your network who will encourage you, you know, along the way.
Doctor, when it comes to detecting conditions, does it appear to you that things happen suddenly? Because, and I'm asking this because you might take somebody who goes to the doctor regularly. You know, they do their annual checkups. You might take a woman who, you know, gets her, you know, her you know, mammograms, or, you know, maybe, or breast checkups, if not a mammogram, but maybe a thermogram, or some kind of checkup, or, you know, a brother who, you know, he goes to the doctor every year. Every year he gets checked and he's fine, his prostate's good. But then one year he goes and the doctor may say, you know, we see prostate cancer, or the sister might go and the doctor says, we see breast cancer or cervical cancer or something. But just last year, that person might have got a good report, you know. Does it appear that things happen suddenly? I mean, can a person actually go to the doctor one year and get a good checkup, and then the next year they've got cancer? I mean, wouldn't that have been detected, or, you know, something, some signal, some sign, some, you know, marker or something that they can look at and say, okay, at least that you're headed in this direction. You know, you might not have cancer now, but your cells are looking a little funny. You know what I mean? You know, because it just seems odd to me that a person can go get a clean bill of health one year, and then the very next year they've come out of the doctor's office with a long face and, you know, thinking that they're going to die because the doctor said that they just found cancer. I mean, I do believe that, you know, some cancers are probably more aggressive than others. And so, you know, let's say, for example, if the cancer just started, let's say, the day after they left their last doctor's appointment, and for the last 365 days, you know, it's been growing, 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 you know. But, I mean, does it happen that quickly, or should there be something that they can look at through their techniques to let you know that, hey, you're headed down a path that you really might want to make some changes because we see some stuff that you need to be concerned about?
Well, there are, it depends. So that's like a yes and a no. Generally, you know, when you detect things, you know, it's likely been there for a while, and it might not just be detectable on the type of test that they've been using for that to show up. So you might have gotten a good report last year, even though something was happening, but it wasn't at a point where you could feel it, see it, or it would show up on a blood test, or you didn't have the appropriate blood test to even find it. And it's not until you have a symptom that it causes them to look, you know, for that. So so that's, you know, that's one reason that things pop up, you know, from one, you know, year to another, is that oftentimes the testing isn't targeted toward that, and they're just looking at the basic markers of, you know, general health. So sometimes you have to go a little bit deeper to be able to figure out, you know, what actually might be going on. So, and then the other thing is sometimes things do start to rapidly grow from one year to the next, depending on your lifestyle or just environmental mm-hmm. factors or stress and things like that, can cause things to pop up within a year. So it just, it really depends. But most time we're dealing with things like cancer or even diabetes, there you've probably been on the road with, you know, high blood pressure or something like that, that would indicate something's going on, that to take a closer look before it just pops up. You have to just make sure you're looking in the right place, you know.
You know, as I listen to you talk about, you know, what it is that you're doing, you know, the work that you're doing, the summit, and, you know, you're doing workshops and teaching other people about, you know, the benefits of plant-based lifestyle. And, you know, just, I know that your circle has to be filled with happy people, you know, just simply because people that are eating right and on a vegan or vegetarian path, a holistic path, and are doing things to maintain a healthy lifestyle, like, you know, meditating and exercising and doing different things that are going to cause happy hormones and, you know, all of that. It's got to be, your life has got to be kind of fulfilling and to be of a benefit to helping heal this planet. I mean, because there are a lot of people that are walking around that are not happy, you know. And when I listen to you talk and, you know, just just being of you being of service like that and helping to make other people well, which is going to make them happy, you know, that's got to be rewarding for you to have chosen the field that you've chosen. There's got to be a certain amount of gratification that you get out of doing the work that you do. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's definitely a joy when I hear people improving and how much things have worked and all of that. So yes, you know, and then, you know, being in the industry with holistic other practitioners, yeah, you get a lot of good energy and happy people for sure who are living that healthy life. So definitely that's what keeps me doing it is seeing how much it does help people and hearing how much it does help people. It definitely makes a big difference to hear that and know that and to encourage people. So absolutely, absolutely.
Well, can we talk about the vendors for a moment? You said they're going to be vendors at the summit. So there's going to be food. I mean, people can come out and in addition to hearing awesome presentations by the presenters that you've lined up, can someone come out if they're, you know, they're saying, you know what, I've been thinking about the holistic health path or whatever, I'm going to come out. Will there be any food tasting? Can people come out and get a sample of something?
Yeah, there will be food. So actually we're serving food that comes with your ticket. So there's definitely that. But there's also vendors who will have samples of not just food or juices, but of products like natural hair care products and, you know, candles, what are the humidifiers? Not quite the humidifiers, the essential oil machines. I can't think of the name, but those kind of things that really help enhance your lifestyle. Different types of alkaline water and those kind of things are all definitely the type of vendors that we have that are related to different types of health, for sure.
Will there be, if I'm not mistaken, it might have been last year's when there was a little yoga class, I think, at the beginning or prior
yes.
to the actual event. Will that be, again, will they
yes,
have that
we
as well?
We will be doing that, absolutely. We have a great instructor, and so we'll be starting that at 8 o'clock. If you're not doing the yoga, you just come at 9. But yes, so you come comfortable and you can really, you know, enjoy that class. It's a great way to start the day and then have a little fruit after to get going and then on with the rest of the presentations.
Could you talk for a moment, Doctor, about commitment to this way of life? Because in order to see the results, you got to stick with it. And would you be of the opinion that health is its own reward? Simply because, and I asked this because I remember once I was hit by a car. It was a hit and run, and got my knee jacked up in three places. I had a torn meniscus, a torn ACL, and a torn MCL. And I didn't think about, you never think about walking until you can't, you know. So when I was in the hospital in the wheelchair, and I'm just looking at everybody just walking around me, and I'm rolling, and they're walking, you know, it's like I didn't even consider, you know, just how how blessed I was just to be able to walk. And then, you know, it really dawned on me that just being healthy, you know, is a reward in and of itself. Are you of that opinion that, you know, so for people who feel like, well, once I get healthy, because you don't miss your health until it's gone, right? So would you say health is its own reward?
Absolutely. I mean, it definitely is. I mean, because like you said, you don't miss it till it's gone, for sure. Mm-hmm. So when you are, you know, feeling good, what's great is when you can go out and have fun and do things and, you know, exercise and, you know, go jet skiing, go swimming and play with your grandkids, you know, climb the flight of stairs without falling out, go see, you know, the Great Wall of China and actually be able to climb it, you know what I mean, those kind of things, or just go on a hike in your neighborhood and be able to enjoy it, so, and be able to get up without hurting. Those are things
right.
that we definitely, you know, take for granted, but it's such a huge, huge reward, you know, just everything, you know, just Your sex life is better. Everything's better. You feel better. You're in a better mood. I mean, there's no downside to living healthy. So definitely it is his own reward. And you have better mental health when you're physically healthy. It all goes together.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm excited just to even be able to help promote this summit that you got coming up, because it's going to be awesome. I can tell that. Can you give the particulars, the address, and, you know, for people if they want more information? I want to make sure we get this in, because I don't want anybody to not make it, because, you know, for whatever reason, even if you're, again, like Dr. Ruby said, if you're not in the D.C. area, you can still benefit. You can still get the information. So could you share with our listeners again how they can get that information, and, you know, your
sure.
web address, so that you can give that?
Right. So the website, you can get all the information there, but I'll give it here too. But the website is myhealthsummit.com, myhealthsummit.com, where all the registration, and you need to register in advance. So all the registration info is there, but it is at the University of the District of Columbia, or UDC, which is right at 4200 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, and it is in their student center in the ballroom. So there'll be signs when you walk in of where to go, but it's in the upstairs ballrooms where it will take place at the student center. It's very hard to miss the student center. It's right on Connecticut. There's a parking garage that you can pay for, or you can park on the street. It's Sunday, so, you know, street parking is free. So there's that. It's, you know, you go online, you click get my ticket, and you'll see the agenda there. You know, either be there at 8 o'clock, or be there at 9 o'clock, or 8:45, so you can have a little of the lunch, because we're going to start right at 9. I mean, of the breakfast, and then we have 3 presentations, lunch, and then 3 more, and we have about 15-minute breaks in between, so people can get up and walk around and visit with the vendors. So yeah, that's the rundown. So you definitely want to go to the website and get your ticket. Actually, tomorrow at midnight, the cost goes up, because this we extended the early bird rate just a little bit. So so if you get it between now and tomorrow midnight, you'll get the discounted rate. So I'd encourage you to act fast to do that.
Well, you said you're going to be talking about, one of the things that you'll be talking about at the summit is the transition, right? How to make the transition mm-hmm. from eating meat to a holistic plant-based whole food diet. Could you share just a little bit of that? Because there are a lot of people that have decided that they want to do it, and they can't imagine themselves not eating meat, because all they're thinking about is, I can't eat this anymore. They're not thinking, mm-hmm. okay, that I can transition off of it
mm-hmm.
and, you know, maybe even slowly wean myself off of it if necessary. They're just thinking, okay, I got to cut everything cold turkey, you know. I've been told I can't
mm-hmm.
use the microwave. I can't eat meat, can't eat dairy, you know, no more cheese,
right. More,
you know, no more candy, no more sugar, no more salt, no more processed food. And they're thinking that all, you know, I got to stop all of this at one time. Could you talk about the transition and, you know, just give us some hints and tips about, you know, what aspects of the transition that you'll be talking about? Because that's a very important piece to this. Just how do you merge into this lifestyle?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's, so definitely we'll be covering that. But one is to just know more. And part of that knowing is, like, stop focusing on what you can't eat and focus on what you can eat and what will be good to eat and the alternatives, because there's a whole nother world of food that most people aren't familiar with, just because it's not what we grew up with and this is just not the way we were taught to eat. But it's doable. There are a lot of people like me doing it. There are more and more restaurants that are friendly to it that you can go to and you know, find that kind of food. So one is to know that there are lots of options, so you're not going to be starving. The second is to find good recipes or stores where you can get food to prepare or that's partially prepared, or restaurants where you can go to help you stay on the path. So those are the, you know, the starting points is you got to educate yourself on what you're going to eat, when you're going, you know, how you're going to do it. So, you know, that's part of it is, you know, finding support through other people, because you can get a shortcut by asking somebody who's been doing it for 10 years or 5 years or whatever it is, instead of starting from scratch. And so I'll be given some really good tips on getting started, and where to find some of those resources. You know, it's as simple as having apps on your phone that show you where vegan and friendly places are, to, you know, having good recipe books or, like I said, places that deliver or food, or that you can pick it up if you're not a cook, or, you know, where to shop, you know, for groceries now that don't contain all these animal products and things. So absolutely, that's education is the starting point.
You know, could you debunk the stigma of vegans that is probably prevalent now? And I remember there was a time when you didn't even really have, or I didn't know of any black vegans at some point in my life. You know, when we heard vegetarians, it was always a white thing coming up, you know. You never thought that, you know, because with that, you thought it was a white thing, and you thought that all white Europeans or whatever, when they were vegetarian, all they did was eat salad pretty much, you know, all day and do yoga, yoga, you know. And there was a stereotype that came along with that, and I think that for a lot of African-Americans, they up until recently, they had that stigma and just realized, well, I like to eat. You know, I mean, they're just certain, you know, I'm a hearty eater. If I become a vegan, does that mean that I can't eat as much, or is it just what I eat? So, for example, you take somebody that says, well, if I become a vegan, can my meals be just as hearty? Can I put just as much on the plate if what I'm eating is not deadly, you know, if what I'm eating is good for me, can I still fill my plate up, you know, like as if I was going to the family reunion, or do my portions have to be teeny and tiny? And, you know, could you debunk that myth? I mean, you can still eat hearty and healthy at the same time, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. You can eat hearty, healthy, delicious, filling food as a vegan. So yeah, that I eat very well, and I'm not a twig either. So I like a good barbecue cookout as much as the next person. It's just that what we're barbecuing and cooking out is just a little bit different, healthier. It's not going to just put you in a coma of, you know, because you ate too much of the wrong stuff. So, yeah, you're still going to have your baked beans and your potato salad. And, you know, if you want to do a veggie burger or skip the burger thing altogether, but there are a lot of options for, you know, for those kind of things. But, you know, just in your everyday eating, you learn to use beans in a different way to help fill you up, lentils and lots of greens, peas, rice, and things that sound very basic, but when you know how to combine them in a certain way, then it's a very filling and delicious meal. So it's not just a basic kind of food. So absolutely, you can have hearty things like lasagna and Caesar salad and those kind of things once you learn how to replace the dairy and the eggs in it.
Wow, you're making me hungry. I am listening to you.
Right.
Talk for a moment. Let's take one of the presenters, because I think this is very, very key to a lot of people, and that's the Joel Kibble, time Grammy Award winner. First of all, I didn't know. I'm happy with Take Six, but I didn't know they won 10 Grammys. Wow, I mean, I know they were good.
Yeah, they're amazing. They win so many because they not only, you know, have their own vocals, but they write music for other groups. And so they won awards for writing and obviously for their own albums and arranging and things like that as well. But, yeah, they're an amazing group, and they still sound as great as they did day one.
About Joel's presentation, you said he's going to be talking about healthy relationships, huh? I mean, because that's a big, can eliminate a lot of stress, which, of course, stress causes a lot of conditions. So that's going to be a very, very important piece to talk about, just approaching relationships from a holistic way. I mean, I assume he's got to be a vegetarian or vegan. Mm-hmm. So, but to be just approaching relationships, a holistic aspect.
Yes. So, you know, starting from yourself. So I know a lot of our discontent with other people starts because we're discontent with ourselves. And so we're trying to work that out by bending other people into a certain configuration to make us happy. When if we could get ourselves happy and whole and find what wholeness is and understand where we've been broken and connect with ourselves, then we don't need people to contort to make us happy. We are happy. And then we find that vibration that attracts those people who are also happy. And then we're not spending time blaming other people for our discontent, because it's never anybody else's fault. And so he's going to talk about some tools of how to get to the core of that and how to recognize where you are on the spectrum of connecting with yourself. And if you're not in the holistic lifestyle, that might sound out there. I don't know how it sounds because I've been in it for so long. But, you know, when people say connecting with yourself, what does that mean? It means a lot. It you know, so it means, so if you don't know what it means, you should come and you'll learn exactly what that means and how important and vital that is to do, you know, whether it's through different means. And a lot of times, we think, oh, we're connected because we go to church or, you know, we pray, and that's good, but that's not the whole story. So he's gonna delve into that.
You know what's interesting about that, Doctor, is that, you know, once people realize, and, you know, once you start peeling back the layers and peeling back the layers and keep peeling until you get to the core or the center, then, you know, somebody might say, okay, all this time I thought it was somebody else and it was actually my stuff. Well, then you have to guard against self-blame. So now you stop blaming other people and you start blaming yourself, you know what I mean? And so that could lower your self-esteem if you start blaming yourself, but just from a standpoint of not blaming others and not blaming yourself, but just understanding that you are responsible for your own happiness. And that, of course, does take into consideration that there are people that have been through some traumatic stuff, because there may be somebody out there saying, so you mean to tell me that it's my fault that my ex used me? You know what I'm saying? You mean to tell me it's my fault that, you know, I didn't have the support growing up, or that I grew up because in the home that I grew up in, you know, I was, you know, grew up with low self-esteem or whatever. I didn't have the parents that, you know, built up my esteem and so forth. So how do you what would you say to that as far as somebody saying, well, it's not my fault if, you know, say, for example, my husband, my ex abused me, or even if it's just verbal abuse. How would you address?
So there's fault and there's responsibility. So it's not your fault that someone abuses you, but it's your responsibility to heal and to be happy and to make life that you want. You know, we don't have control over every single aspect of life, but we do have control over how we respond to it. So once we get away from whose fault it is, sure, you know, if you didn't want that, right? Absolutely. But if it happened, it's happened now. And now what you can do is heal from it and not carry it through your life like a badge of whatever, because it happened. You don't have to relive that every day. And I've been through traumatic events, so I'm not speaking on this lightly, and dismissing anyone's trauma at all, because you have to work through that. But what I do know is that you can release it and not let it define your life. and that you can heal. It is your responsibility, regardless of what has happened to you and who, what, when, where, and why. It is now your responsibility as the living person to heal from that, to stop the trauma in your life from carrying on to defining you, and to gain a better understanding, a better life. You absolutely have. That is your responsibility. Whose fault it is, you know, we don't even need to really delve into that at this point. Obviously, if it was done to you, you know, it's not really important. It wasn't something you wanted. So we don't have to assign the fault, but we do assign the responsibility. So whether the person who abused you or treated you badly or whatever it is, whether they own up to it or not, it's up to you to heal and move on. And that doesn't mean you let them off the hook or you don't prosecute or you don't do any of those things. You can do that, whatever helps your healing process, but it's still your responsibility to emotionally heal and not carry that out on to other people or live a substandard life because it happened to you.
Everybody, you just got a preview of the Reengineer Your Life 2019 Holistic Health Summit, okay, with Dr. Ruby Lathan. Special guests are going to be John Sally, Joel Kibble, Ted Watkins, Dr. Jasmal Sardana, Sardana, and Dr. Terry Victor. Wow, Doctor, this is powerful, 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 powerful. I know that the people that attend are not going to want to leave. I'm sure they're going to be hanging around afterwards.
That is true. Yeah,
I'm sure that happens every year, right?
They're
just hanging around talking, not wanting to go home.
Yes.
Because they're
yes,
on a cloud.
This is true. Yes, they do feel like they're on a cloud, absolutely. And, that is very true. So, they will definitely feel good after this day, and hopefully carry that on to some lasting changes. And I know that they do because I've heard back from people who have definitely benefited from it.
Well, Doctor, any parting words for our listeners? I mean, it's been you've laid it out. I mean, everybody, I know they're going to go, and I'll be making sure that I repeat this information on subsequent shows because I want to make sure that everybody gets out myself. Any parting words for our listeners, and if you could give the information one more time for the people if that would like more information.
Right, sure. So you can go to myhealthsummit.com. to register and get the details and the agenda for the day. You can also find it on my website on the homepage or events page, which is rubylathan.com, RubyLathon.com. So that's there. It's Sunday, October 27th, 8 a.m. for yoga or about 8:45 for the regular start of everything. And bring your own mat if you're doing the yoga. And so it's going to be a full, wonderful day. We'll be serving continental breakfast, a light breakfast, and then a plant-based lunch. So you'll have lots of options there. And we're just come ready to absorb and share a great day.
You know, Dr. Lathan, I can't thank you enough for everything that you do. I mean, it is truly, truly, truly an honor to speak with people who that serve humanity, you know. Like I say, you could have just, once you got your healing, you could have just rolled off into the sunset, you know, happy as a lark, you know, and just lived the rest of your life cancer-free, you know. But you decided, I can share with others and share with others how they too, as you say, can re-engineer their life through adopting a plant-based whole foods diet. I mean, you've seen it in your own life. You've seen it in the lives of people who you've worked with, and it's truly a labor of love. And, to put together these summits is just an awesome. Congratulations on your fifth summit, and may there be many, 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 many more. Again, thank you so much for everything that you do. It's an honor to have you on as my guest. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me, and thank you for what you do and providing the format to share this information. Always appreciate it, and look forward to the next time.
Me too. Everybody, that is Dr. Ruby Lathan. Doctor, I'll be in touch again, and I'll continue to share this information because I want everybody, as many people as I want you to have so many people there that you, next time we speak, Juwanza, we had to turn people away. We got to get a bigger place next time. So
right,
until
absolutely.
Then. Gonna happen. And remember,
right.
Everybody, you can get it online. And you just before you go, just tell them they can get it online or get streaming if they can't make it to the DC area, correct?
Right, absolutely. There's information on that on the website.
Awesome. All right, everybody, that is Dr. Ruby Lathan. I'll be in touch, Doctor. Thank you again.
Thank
be
you. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Everybody, that is Dr. Ruby Lathan. Now, you know, you just heard an awesome, awesome show. You have got to be at the Reengineer Your Life 2019 Holistic Health Summit. And for more information, you want to go to www.myhealthsummit.com. Again, that's www. This is how you register. www.myhealthsummit.com. It's the Reengineer Your Life 2019 Holistic Health Summit with Dr. Ruby Lathan and our awesome, awesome guest. I mean, when it comes to your health, you know what's interesting about holistic health is that many people that are on the holistic health path now, if you look back 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, you might have really not considered that one day you would be a vegan or a vegetarian or even striving towards that. If you look back at your life 30 years ago, you know, you might look at where you are now and the old you would be looking at the new you like, nah, I can't believe that's you. I can't believe that's you. But people grow and people change. But in order to change, you have to see the benefits of the change that you're endeavoring to make. So the more education you can have about what it is that you're endeavoring to do, the easier it's going to be to smoothly transition into that new way of life. So the more information you get about holistic health, the more you hear other people talking about it, the more you taste vegetarian and vegan food, the more you hear lectures and workshops and you hear different people like Dr. Ted Watkins and Dr. Ruby Lathan and Joel Kibble and John Sally and, you know, Dr. Victor and all of these people, the more you hear them, the more your mind is going to absorb the information, and the more you hear it, the more it's going to make sense, and the more it makes sense, then it's going to become a no-brainer. And once it becomes a no-brainer that this lifestyle is the obvious best choice if you want to live a long, happy, healthy life, then from that point on, it's smooth sailing. And that's why this format, Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Juwanza for Life, was created just for you, so that you have a place to go. If you're trying to make this transition, you have a place to go where you can get information, because information is power, so they say, but it's not power unless you use it. If you don't use it, it's not powerful for you, but that's why this format was created, for you, so that you have a place to go, so that when you want to hear Dr. Lathan, you want to hear her articulate on holistic health, you're like, oh, I can go right over to Juwanza for Life and just click in Dr. Lathan, and I can pull up and hear shows with Dr. Lathan on different aspects of holistic health. We've done shows with her on different types of cancers, how to reverse different types of cancers. And by the way, let me say this. It's almost a disclaimer. And that is this. Everybody comes to this information at different stages in their life. If somebody may have cancer, you may come at one stage. You may have stage 4 cancer. You might have, you know, whatever the different stages are of cancer. Somebody may have heart trouble. Somebody may have diabetes. Somebody may have arthritis. People come with different conditions, and they come at different stages. Your results will depend on you. Dr. Lathan can give you the information. You can go to the summit and hear all the wonderful information, but what you do with that information and how committed you are to seeing it through to the end, once you embark upon the path, how committed you are, Dr. Lathan can't gauge that. Dr. Watkins can't gauge that. John Sally can't gauge how committed you're going to be. That is going to come from you. But that's why Jawanza for Life, or Health, Wealth, and Divine, was created, to help you stay committed by listening to people who have done it, by people who have gone to the doctor and got a bad report, and they made changes in their life. And as a result of making those changes, they now go around and tell other people how they too can do it. But you've got to educate yourself, and you've got to be committed. You can't do it one day. You can't juice one day and then stop. You can't do a one-day fast once a year and expect to see the results. You've got to stay committed. This show, today's show, could change a life. It could change yours or somebody that you know. Find out more information about the summit and take somebody with you. For them, take somebody with you. There's somebody in your life that you've been trying to share about the whole vegan, vegetarian path and the benefits of it. Not only will you enjoy it, they will enjoy the summit as well. Take somebody with you. Again, scroll down the archives, listen to all of the different shows. We've got shows, oh my God, on entrepreneurship, holistic health, spirituality. I mean, we've got entertainers in the archives. All you have to do is just go down the archives and scroll until you see one that you want to listen to, and just click. So, again, until the next time, everybody, my name is Jawanza. Don't forget, check out the summit. And the next time I'm on, you can call me back and tell me how much you enjoyed it. My name is Jawanza. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Who are you? Peace.